from the rugged desert outside Yuma, Arizona. This is Outpost Outspoken. Outpost Outspoken is the official podcast of U.S. Army Yuma Proving Ground, which conducts natural environment testing of military equipment in Arizona, Alaska, and the tropics.
Welcome to Outpost Outspoken. I'm your host for this segment, Anna Henderson. Gilbert Moreno has worked at Yuma Proving Ground since 2013 when he started with the Pathways program. He worked his way from a test officer to now the senior test engineer for Tropic Regions Test Center. He joins us today to tell us more about his career at YPG. Welcome, Gilbert.
Thank you, Anna.
Now, you're from New Mexico. What led you to YPG and how did your career start here?
I started here because in New Mexico, I worked at White Sands Missile Range, and I took a job there as a security guard for the fast burst reactor, which means it's a test center there, but I was working mostly security, and I took a job, a night job, so that I could work at night and go to school during the day to finish my degree, my engineering degree. So at that time, I was a single dad raising my kid, my son, and then going to school full time and working full time. And once I completed my degree in civil engineering, I was applying for engineering positions everywhere, and White Sands wasn't hiring at the time. And I applied in, it was here in Yuma, in Iowa, and Idaho, and I got, and New York, and I got to a few interviews, but this was the closest one, and so it was close to family, and I chose Yuma, and I came here.
Well, it seems like you made the right choice because it has blessed you with an amazing career. Tell me about this Pathways program and how it benefited you in your career.
The government's kind of difficult to navigate since I was already a GS employee at White Sands. You couldn't jump from like a GS-5 to a GS-11 engineering position. You had to work your way up through the ladder as it was. And to get a job as an engineer, I had to go through the Pathways program because you get hired on as, I believe at the time, it was GS-7, 9, 11, and then 12. And that was the only way I could work it up. So that was kind of like, I guess they call it the intern program or Pathways program. So Yuma had that available, and I applied, and I got an interview with Kermit, and the rest is history, and I'm here.
Kermit is a Munitions and Weapons Division Chief. You worked there for many years as a test officer. Was there anyone that you can say mentored you during this time?
Yeah, I worked there from 2013 to 2019. And Richard Bloomfield, Jared Ford, Steve Flores. I mean, there was a number of people there. Juan Ilizarraras that mentored me. And I mean, it was a really good team. It's a really good environment to work and to come up into. So they're really friendly and very good work ethic. I really like working there a lot.
And as a test officer, what team were you on?
I was on the Artillery 2 team, and that was under Gip Ho. And I was there less than a year, and they put me on the IRCA program. And I was on that IRCA program for the rest of the 6 years that I was with M&W.
That is an intense firing schedule.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. I mean, I learned a lot. I also learned a lot from Mike Dickerson there. It was a ton of firing. I think the biggest program that I did on my own when I first became a certified test officer is I took two brand new 155 millimeter gun tubes from brand new to completion. So it was almost 6,000 rounds and it took me, I think, 5 months, 4 or 5 months of continually shooting. So yeah, it was pretty intense.
From there, you took a position in the Technology and Investments Directorate. What did you do there and how long did you work there?
I took a position there because it was a promotion, and so I applied for it. And I worked in the Development Division there under the Gary Rosine. He was the branch chief for the Development Division, and I helped out. It was M&W and the Aviation get their TDAPs in, Technology and Development Acquisition Program, so that we could get the monies to keep the YPG running, you know, so everything can keep running smoothly so we could get technologies here and new equipment or upgrade equipment or upgrade facilities. I learned a lot about everything that went on behind the scenes, behind the, you know, what people don't realize how bases get their funding. So that's what I learned a lot about. And it was a good experience.
And now you were able to combine that experience in this new position that you have as the senior test engineer and the contract officer at TRTC. Tell me about this position and what you do there.
This position, I applied for this position with the Tropics Region Test Center so that I could travel for one and for another to get back in the field. In TID, I wasn't in the field very much, and I kind of missed the interaction in the engineering portion of testing. So the senior test engineer, I'm a lot more involved with the total operations of what's going on with the Tropic Region Test Center. We do a lot of testing for military equipment, not just the weapons system. Some weapon systems, but like boots and clothing and body armor, helmets, any equipment, radios. We expose them in the tropic regions. And just to see how the high humidity and high temperatures and the tropic environment affects the equipment and the clothing.
You've been able to travel to Panama, so check that off your list.
Yes.
Explain to us how Panama is tropical as compared to somewhere like Florida, you know, tropics versus the subtropics.
Panama has a lot more humidity. It's a lot closer to the equator. The vegetation there is what they refer to as a triple canopy growth there. I mean, it's huge. I mean, the trees and the vegetation there and the humidity is just way above and beyond anything you'd find even in like Puerto Rico or Hawaii or in Florida. It's a lot more intense jungle environment. I mean, it's a true jungle environment there.
When you visited, did you see any type of animals, creatures, insects, anything that kind of blew your mind?
No, nothing real exotic. There was one that's called a coati, and it's like a huge raccoon, basically, that I saw because they're like everywhere. No, you hear the monkeys in the background. You know, they sound like howler monkeys. I don't know if they're there or not. Thankfully, we didn't see any snakes. The vegetation you have to be really careful with, especially if you're walking around any of the man-pack courses, because there's one called a black palm that has like spikes that come out through the trunks, and these spikes look like they're 4 or 5 inches long, and they'd like really pierce. You can't grab onto it or anything. Yeah, I mean, you really have to be careful, especially walking around.
Well, I'm glad you survived the trip. Came back unscathed. I know that you were talking about the different types of equipment and test items. I always remember a story about the military boots, how they were tested everywhere else. They were good to go.
Yes.
And then they were taken down to Panama, and I think the bottom soles came off because of that humidity.
Correct.
So that's just a great example of how these items are really put through to the environmental test.
Yes, that particular item for the boots, I guess they passed the treadmill and the chamber testing and even testing in Hawaii, passed with flying colors. And they took, I forget how many pairs, I think it was 20 to 40 pair of boots down to Panama, and they only lasted 21 wearable hours and they started falling apart. So it's just a different natural environment that was a lot more intense, a lot more stressful on those boots, and it showed the flaws, and so it gave the engineers, you know, some ideas of what could happen if we had to go to some Indo-Pacific theater.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's exactly the mission of Yuma Proving Ground and its 3 test centers. Thank you for the work that you do here at YPG.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure.
And in the tropics.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for everything, Anna. It's been great working here. I love working at YPG. It's a really good work ethic here. It's great. These people are great here.
Thank you for your time today and for your service to YPG.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to Outpost Outspoken. I'm your host for this segment, Anna Henderson. Today, Sergeant Brian Hernandez joins me. He works at the medical center here at Yuma Proving Ground. Thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Now, your hometown is Norwalk, California. You lived there for a bit, and then you moved to Fort Worth, Texas. And from there, you decided to enlist in April of 2020. What made you want to enlist in the Army?
I wanted to make a change for myself and for my family. I was stuck in a dead-end job and with some college credits to my name, and I wanted to do something that will feel more fulfilling to what I want to do to help provide my family.
And you did this all during the beginning of COVID.
Yes.
Which I just find so impressive because it was already such an uncertain time, and then you jumped into this huge career change. So now you work at the medical clinic. You are an immunization department non-commissioned officer and also an Army medic. What do you do in your job?
I help give immunizations to all the family members, to all the service members. I ensure that all the service members and their dependents are good to go with their immunizations, that they are up to date. And I work closely with the provider to ensure that that happens. I am also a healthcare specialist, a medic, which I screen patients for the provider and I assist with any operations that the provider would need some assistance with.
You played a large role in getting people the vaccines. Tell me about that.
I got here in October of 2020 in the middle of COVID. I helped facilitate the COVID vaccine drives around post.
Now let's talk about your volunteer work. As of the end of July, you had 106 volunteer hours, which is very impressive because you also work full-time here on post. Where all have you volunteered at?
The majority of my volunteer hours come from the YPG Halo Chapel, where I help with the childcare during services. I also pass out pamphlets, assist with the chaplain with whatever help that he needs to ensure that the service runs smoothly.
You also volunteered at the Army Substance Abuse Prevention Program. Tell me about your role there.
I enjoy volunteering for the ASAP program because I like to reach out for the community. I like making a difference, especially in YPG, because I love this duty station. I love making this place a better place because I've been here since October 2020. I've been here for a while. I believe in improving a place. I believe in giving back to the community, making a positive impact. And I also enjoy getting new skills and experiences that will help me grow as an individual. So I enjoy volunteering for the ASAP program because it helps me reach out. I volunteered with the Yuma PD during a prescription drug take-back event where I helped pass out information and taking back unneeded prescription medication.
During that event, how many hundreds of pounds of prescription medication did the community turn in?
It was a substantial amount. It was about 10 big boxes full of prescription medications that I'm glad that aren't in the hands of the youth and the members of the community.
And not flushed down the toilet because that affects our water, right?
Oh, yes. There's a big environmental aspect.
And speaking of the youth, you volunteered at a local middle school, and that middle school is where a lot of the children who go to elementary school at YPG then transfer over there. Tell me what you did there.
I helped provide information to all the eighth grade classes since their next step is going to high school, and that's where a lot of temptations for drugs can come from. So I wanted to help get them prepared for what's to come and to know to stay away from drugs.
I asked you this before, if you had volunteered at other places or before this, and you said no. What really inspired you to volunteer here? Why did you want to get involved?
I love Yuma. I love YPG. And it also gives me a sense of purpose, you know, that it's not just about me. It's not just about my career. It's about everybody around here. I just want to make it a better place.
We are so glad that you're here and that you're using your free time to do good and teach the younger generation. So we really appreciate that. If anybody is interested in volunteering, they can contact Army Community Services. The volunteer coordinator is Gisela Robles, and she can help anyone who's interested in volunteering. Her number is 928-328-3350, and I believe you have to be at least 14 years old to volunteer. Again, Sergeant Hernandez, thank you so much for your volunteer work and also for serving the U.S. Army and YPG.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This has been Outpost Outspoken. Thank you again for listening. We'll see you next time from the forefront of Army transformation.